This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:35 in the evening and you're listening to Lynn and Kelvin. And our next story is about the importance of representation when it comes to policy making. So this is because there have been some controversy stirred up by the folks over at Wanita UMNO and PAS after the Health Ministry revealed the appointment of Rania Zara Medina, a trans woman, to the CCM, which is the Country Coordinating Mechanism Malaysia.
So just a bit about the CCM before we get to what critics are saying. It's a committee under the Health Ministry. One main role it plays is to monitor the implementation of HIV AIDS prevention programs.
So what critics are actually saying,
it's a very light way of putting it.
Yes, correct. And what they're saying is, of course, what they would be saying, which is that this is a symbol of recognition of the community by the government, and the community here meaning trans people. Mm-hmm. And they also want the appointment revoked. Separately, Malaysia Public Health Experts Association President Datuk Dr. Zainal Arifin Omar said the representation was meant to give stakeholder communities a direct say in health matters concerning them and doesn't necessarily serve as an endorsement of the activities of said community.
Which is a great point, because what we're talking about here is healthcare and public service delivery, which in spirit should be conducted with no elements of discrimination, and it should be inclusive and accessible to everyone.
Yes. And you know what? I think context is really, really important here, because like you said earlier, right, the CCM is going to look at the implementation of HIV AIDS prevention mm-hmm. programs. And when you're talking about that particular disease, then you need to look at the people who are affected. You need to look at the communities that are most vulnerable to this particular illness. And that certainly includes members of the LGBTQ community and, you know, and just so many different subcategories within that that are covered by that. And so you do need that level of representation, because how else are you going to have a realistic, proper understanding of what it mm-hmm. is that the community does or needs? And, you know, how are you going to have programs? If you think about it, this is a way of saving money.
Yeah, it is about having the lived experience, the shared experience, and extreme amounts of empathy, because you would have the network, you would know people who may also be HIV and AIDS positive, that you may be able to deliver that service in a much better, more targeted way that works.
Exactly. Why would you want to have this program that isn't reaching the people that it needs to reach, and then you're going to complain that the government is wasting money on programs that don't reach their KPIs, that don't manage to do what you want them to do, right? Knowing that taxpayer money is going there. Just get people of the community in. What's so hard with this? And I think it's also a continuation of a narrative that has been put out by public figures, which is that, when it comes to members of the queer community, it's fine. We don't accept, we don't acknowledge. It's just like, you can be there. We just don't want to have to face it. And so I think when you have something like this, where you have a public appointment, where you have something that makes the news, then this is where we find ourselves, because everybody is suddenly like, oh, something's going on. We need to have a statement. We need to say something about this.
And it just seems that you can't win if you are from the transgender community, because you have such a great opportunity here in the way of employment that it's a great opportunity, but people are still lambasting it. There are still critics against it. They do something else that, you know, in certain cases, they end up in sex work simply because there are no other employment opportunities for them. They also get criticized. So where exactly do you want these people to exist? What realms can they be who they are?
And of course, bearing in mind that we're talking here to the critics. We're not talking here to the Health Ministry, who I think made the right call to begin with. Although now we're going to have to see whether or not they rescind that call.
So far, the Health Minister said they will not rescind it.
I'm glad. I hope that they stick it. And this, of course, leads to this larger conversation about the issue of representation as a whole. You know, how important is it to have the correct voices, the voices affected by this, when it comes to the moments before the decision making, you know, in trying to determine policy? Tell us, do you think representation matters, you know, regardless of what critics and what people with, I suppose, specific cultural concerns might say, how important is representation? Call us and let us know, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is Amanda Ng, Advocacy and Capacity Building Officer at Empower Malaysia. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hi.
So how do you think we're doing at the moment when it comes to this issue of representation?
I think it is still paltry, you know, although we are getting better compared to the previous government. But let's say if we go and compare ourselves with Singapore, which we both have 5% of women in parliament in the 1990s, but Singapore has already 23% of women in their parliament, but Malaysia is growing rather slow, which we only have 40% now.
So what happens when we lack representation or when we make decisions pertaining to a community without involving them?
You make the decision are not representative of the community needs, and it doesn't reflect the needs of the community. Like the classic examples is like the Tong Biru story in the Sarawak, which is used to just drum up the votes in the rural area, and the BN gave the community Tong Biru. But the real issue that they are facing is actually land grabbing and loss of resources. So they are not putting the proper resources, time and effort to address the real issues.
And are there certain decisions, certain situations where representation is especially important? I mean, we're talking today, of course, about Rania Zara Medina's appointment, where the specific reason was for facilitating efforts to target groups that are especially vulnerable to HIV/AIDS. Are there other examples where representation really matters?
I guess the point of representation matters because it gets to integrate the community's perspective and their experience in the discourse and the deliberations. Like Rania's appointment was for obvious reasons. Not only she is capable of being handled that post, she's also close to the transgender community. There are ample research showing how stigma towards those LGBTIQ community actually affects the rate of people living with HIV or AIDS in Malaysia. And her appointment was seen to bridge the gap as well as an ambassador to a stigmatized community.
So there's the debate that if we impose elements like quotas, it could have a negative impact in that it could be seen to be patronizing. How do you think we can be inclusive while also being respectful and productive?
I guess a lot of people actually fall into the debate in between quotas and marry. But what we have been advocating for in the case of Empower is not quota, but the proportionate representation of people on the ground so that we can start listening to the people and genuinely listen to their perspective and their experience.
And in response to Rania's appointment, as we said earlier, the Malaysia Public Health Experts Association President Datuk Dr. Zainal Arifin Omar has said that it doesn't mean that the government or the ministry recognises LGBT culture or lifestyle. What do you make of that point of separation that's being made here between providing for the needs of communities while still distancing themselves from certain value systems or certain lifestyles, quote unquote?
I feel like the separation is ridiculous. Like at the moment, the statement looks like it's just a stopgap measure to end politicizations of LGBTQ in the grand scheme of narratives in Malaysia. Providing the needs of community includes understanding the real situation on the ground, like their lifestyle and cultures. The ministry should consider that they are treating with humans. They can't separate lifestyle with needs or numbers. The grand narrative should also focus towards addressing the humanly issues, like the right to health for people living with HIV and AIDS.
Do we have a long way to go, in your opinion? Are there gaps that sorely lack representation that needs addressing, especially for the well-being of the people who are directly affected?
Yeah. The society at large is still patriarchal and misogyny. Instead of looking at Rania's qualifications, they look at her gender to determine whether she is fit to be in the CCM or not. This is a gap. and Ministry of Women, along with Ministry of Education, need to come out strongly when it comes to educating the public about the harms of the patriarchal mindset, and instead advocate for a gender equal sustainable community.
Amanda, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us.
Thank you.
That was Amanda Ng, Advocacy and Capacity Building Officer at Empower Malaysia, discussing the issue of representation and why it matters when it comes to policy making, when it comes to decisions and implementation. I still maintain that even if you have cultural concerns with it, even if you have, just problems with it, I can't imagine why, but it's a way to save money. It's an efficient way to actually get down to the ground and talk to the people affected.
And maybe we just have to consider the fact that this is not meant for us. We are not the intended audience. Mm. We are not the intended recipients of who gets appointed to this, unless we are also part of the community, unless we're part of the community. So who does it serve best? It serves this vulnerable group best, and anyone else that is criticizing it doesn't necessarily have the right weightage in their opinions.
So let us know what you think. Does representation matter when it comes to policymaking? You know, are you willing to overlook whatever, whatever we as a community or a culture might still not be ready to accept in light of recognizing that groups need representation? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.